As you can hear from the demonstration recording, we have two distinct themes that show up. One, which is the, and we'll call this a section A. Now the section B is the one that starts with this seventh chord, like that. And we'll have a few of each of these, and each one has a different variation to it. So we start off with this opening section A, and it actually winds up being 16 measures long, but it's repeated. We have 8 measures, and then we go back and repeat the first 7, and then add a different measure 8, which we'll call 8A. And from there, it will lead us into our section B. So here are the first 4 measures of our section A, the opening section. Once again, it will be a total of 16 measures long, but it's the longest of all of the sections. Here are its first 4 measures. Right here we have E flat and C. This is the E flat right above middle C with your first, and then the C above that with your fifth. With it, left hand is playing the A flat, 2 below middle C with the fifth. You sit together, pedal up and down. Then left hand, I need for you to jump up and play an A flat chord, and we're going to play it as a broken chord, almost like a strum. This is starting on the E flat below middle C, A flat above that, and then middle C. I'm using fingers 5, 3, and 1. You can use 5, 2, and 1. But once again, it should sound like a strum. So I'm rolling it from left to right, one finger at a time. After this, right hand play middle C and the A flat above middle C with fingers 1 and 3. So the left hand will have to move its first finger off of that middle C so the right hand can grab it. Then right hand will play those 2 tones again. With it, left hand, I need you to move your chord down to C, E flat, A flat. So now I'm playing the C below middle C, E flat above that, A flat above that. I'm using fingers 5, 3, 1. It also too will roll from left to right. Right hand, play your C and A flat with this. Then right hand, I need you to play the E flat and C again. And this time, let's use fingers 1 and 4. It'll be easier to get to. That's the E flat above middle C with your first, and then C above that with your fifth. You sit together. Now that's measure 1. Measure 2 is the same as measure 1. The only difference is the left hand will hit the A flat 3 below middle C at the beginning. So we have this A flat 3 below, while the right hand plays the E flat and C above middle C with it. Pedal up and down. Left hand jumps up, plays E flat, A flat, and C. Right hand moves down to C and A flat. Plays it again while the left hand plays C, E flat, and A flat. Then right hand jumps up to E flat and C. Now this brings us to measure 3. And let's take a look at 3 and 4 by themselves.